Here are the broad outlines of the deal. First, Eversource New Hampshire will sell all of its power plants. That's 3 fossil fuel generators and 9 hydropower facilities. It also agreed to write off $25 million of the original $422 million price tag of a mercury scrubber on its power plant in Bow. In return, Eversource will be able to bill ratepayers for the difference between the sale price of its power plants and their assessed value. Eversource New Hampshire's president, Bill Quinlan, says the latest cost estimate came from something called the LaCapra Report, commissioned by the Public Utilities Commission.
The book value, if you will, of the company's assets is a little over $600 million. And I think the LaCapra conclusion was the sales proceeds under the then current market conditions was a little more than $200 million.
That's a big difference. And that means ratepayers could be on the hook for something on the order of $435 million, though the final number will depend heavily on the ultimate sales price. Spread across every ratepayer, that would mean an increase of about 0.4 cents per kilowatt hour. And yet, the announcement concluded the deal would save ratepayers $300 million over 5 years. To explain how, here's Meredith Hatfield, the state's director of energy and planning.
So instead of us paying the company for the carrying costs of the plants, you know, to operate them, as well as the company's return, we are instead going to pay what ratepayers owe the company for their investments. We're going to pay it at that market interest rate, and there's a huge difference.
Right now, the operation of Eversource's power plants are part of a regulated electric rate, and they get a guaranteed 10% profit on all of the costs associated with those plants. Once the plants are sold, the difference between the price and the assessed value will be paid back to Eversource through a market rate loan, with something closer to a 3% interest rate. While the half of a customer's electric bill that pays for the poles and wires could rise by that 0.4 cents, because you're not paying for that 10% profit, the energy half of the bill could fall by even more, says Republican Senator Jeb Bradley.
That's where the vast majority of the savings for PSNH customers will be. It's an opportunity that's a win-win for the company, it's a win-win for customers of PSNH, and quite frankly, it's a win-win for the state of New Hampshire in terms of our overall energy reliability.
Where this might not be a win-win is the towns that host the power plants. If the sale price is very low, the assessed value of those plants could plummet, and the town of Bow and the city of Portsmouth could lose a huge amount of tax revenue. Even worse, there is some speculation that a potential buyer could buy the plants just to scrap them. So there are some protections built into the agreement, according to Democratic State Senator Dan Feltes.
But there's another 18 months that the new owners must run the plants, a requirement. So you're looking at roughly 3 years or so of basically a timeline of requirement.
On top of that, Eversource has agreed to make payments to the towns for 3 years in order to soften the blow of lost tax revenue. And the deal also includes preservation of collective bargaining agreements in a nod to the 280 unionized workers at the plants. If there's any group that's going to be upset about this agreement, it's likely to be big commercial energy users. Unlike residential customers, the vast majority of the big guys were already dodging the added cost of PSNH's power plants and scrubber by switching to other suppliers for the electricity half of their bill. But the cost of this deal will be put onto the distribution side of the bill, which everyone pays, says state consumer advocate Susan Chamberlain.
I expect they might be unhappy, and that's the question is how unhappy? Mm-hmm. And do they see that this would be much worse than what they would get otherwise?
For this deal to go forward, the Public Utilities Commission needs to give it the green light, and the legislature has to pass a bill that authorizes many of the provisions. But if that's done, this would settle 2 long-standing disputes. Who pays for the mercury scrubber, and should Eversource be allowed to own power plants? Considering how hard Eversource has fought on these questions in the past, now that it has signed on to this agreement, the hard part is likely done. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.